A1. Movers Practice Test 1. Hello, this is Practice Test 1 for Cambridge English Movers. Look at Part 1. Now, look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Look, Mr. Black, my friends are at a party.
That's great. Is it your party?
No, it's Fred's. Can you see him? He's the one with the yellow T-shirt.
Is he standing in the middle of the children at the front?
That's right. It's his birthday party.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1. What's the name of the girl in pink?
Which one? Do you mean Jane? She's the one who's singing.
Yes, I meant her. Is Jane a good singer?
Yes, she's very good at singing.
Two. What's the name of the boy with red hair?
The boy who's playing the guitar?
Yes.
That's Sam.
Sam?
Yes, but he's not very good at playing the guitar.
Really?
No, he doesn't practice.
Three. I know that girl. She's called Lily.
You mean the girl next to Jane?
Yes, she's called Lily. She's in my class.
Yes, that's right.
Four. Who are the other children?
I don't know all of them.
What about him? The boy in the black T-shirt. He's on the right. He's laughing.
Oh, that's Matt. He laughs all the time.
Five. Are you in this picture?
No, but my brother Jim is.
So where's Jim?
He's on the left. He's got a grey T-shirt and brown shorts.
Oh, yes. It's a good party. Now, listen to part one again. 1. What's the name of the girl in pink?
Which one? Do you mean Jane? She's the one who's singing.
Yes, I meant her. Is Jane a good singer?
Yes, she's very good at singing.
2. What's the name of the boy with red hair?
The boy who's playing the guitar?
Yes.
That's Sam.
Sam?
Yes, but he's not very good at playing the guitar.
Really?
No, he doesn't practice.
3. I know that girl. She's called Lily.
You mean the girl next to Jane?
Yes, she's called Lily. She's in my class.
Yes, that's right.
4. Who are the other children?
I don't know all of them.
What about him? The boy in the black T-shirt. He's on the right. He's laughing.
Oh, that's Matt. He laughs all the time.
5. Are you in this picture?
No, but my brother Jim is.
So where's Jim?
He's on the left. He's got a grey t-shirt and brown shorts.
Oh, yes. It's a good party. That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Children, the bus is outside.
Cool, Miss Green. I love going to the fun fair.
Yes, it's a great place.
And I like going in the school bus too.
Really?
Yes, it's better than the train.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
What's the fun fair called?
I told you yesterday.
Yes, I know. It's Games something.
Games World. WORLD.
Games World. Yes.
Two.
Are there lots of different rides at the fun fair?
Yes, there are. The fun fair has got 40 rides.
14?
No, 40.
Fantastic.
Three.
What's the best ride?
I think it's the Big Forest.
Okay.
But you must be 10 to go on the Big Forest.
That's okay. I'm 10.
Four.
Can we get something to eat at the fun fair?
Yes, there are lots of places.
What can we buy?
There are burgers, there's fish, and of course, chips.
I love fish.
Five.
Come on, children. We must get on the bus now.
Why must we go now, miss?
Because the fun fair closes at 6 o'clock.
That's okay. It's only 2 now, so we've got lots of time before 6.
Yes, but we must drive there first.
Oh, yes.
Now, listen to part two again. 1.
What's the fun fair called?
I told you yesterday.
Yes, I know. It's Games something.
Games World. WORLD.
Games World. Yes.
2.
Are there lots of different rides at the fun fair?
Yes, there are. The fun fair has got 40 rides.
14?
No, 40.
Fantastic.
Three.
What's the best ride?
I think it's the big forest.
Okay.
But you must be 10 to go on the big forest.
That's okay. I'm 10.
Four.
Can we get something to eat at the fun fair?
Yes, there are lots of places.
What can we buy?
There are burgers, there's fish, and of course, chips.
I love fish.
Five.
Come on, children. We must get on the bus now.
Why must we go now, miss?
Because the fun fair closes at 6 o'clock.
That's okay. It's only 2 now, so we've got lots of time before 6.
Yes, but we must drive there first.
Oh, yes.
That is the end of part 2. Part 3. Look at the pictures and listen. There is one example. Mrs. Brown's class is talking about last weekend. What did the children do last weekend?
I went sailing, miss, on my uncle's boat.
That's nice. I like sailing.
Can you see the letter F? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What about you, Bill? Did you do something exciting?
Not really. I played computer games most of the time.
Well, computer games can be exciting. Who's next? Dan, what did you do?
I went to the beach on Sunday with my mother and father.
That's great. The weather was lovely on Sunday. Did you swim in the sea?
No. The sea was very cold.
I went to the cinema on Saturday night. I saw you at the cinema, Sally.
Yes, miss. I was there.
What did you see? There were 7 films on Saturday.
I saw a funny film called The Clown. I didn't see you at the cinema, miss.
I saw a different film. Now, let's see. Hugo, what did you do? I know your favourite hobby is skating.
It is, miss, but I didn't go skating last weekend.
So, did you go to the park or the river?
Yes, I went fishing. It was beautiful by the river.
Okay, so now, let's look at...
Sorry, miss. What about me?
Oh, sorry, Zoe. What did you do?
I read a book. Well, 2 books.
That's nice.
Yes, they were very exciting stories.
Now, listen to part 3 again.
What about you, Bill? Did you do something exciting?
Not really. I played computer games most of the time.
Well, computer games can be exciting. Who's next? Dan, what did you do?
I went to the beach on Sunday with my mother and father.
That's great. The weather was lovely on Sunday. Did you swim in the sea?
No, the sea was very cold.
I went to the cinema on Saturday night. I saw you at the cinema, Sally.
Yes, miss. I was there.
What did you see? There were 7 films on Saturday.
I saw a funny film called The Clown. I didn't see you at the cinema, miss.
I saw a different film. Now, let's see. Hugo, what did you do? I know your favourite hobby is skating.
It is, miss, but I didn't go skating last weekend.
So, did you go to the park or the river?
Yes, I went fishing. It was beautiful by the river.
Okay, so now let's look at...
Sorry, miss. What about me?
Oh, sorry, Zoe. What did you do?
I read a book. Well, 2 books.
That's nice.
Yes, they were very exciting stories.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. How did Julia get to the station?
We went to the zoo yesterday with the school, Dad.
That's nice. How did you get to the station? Did you go in the school bus?
No, we walked.
You walked?
Yes, in a long line. It was funny.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What animal has Paul got?
Have you got a pet?
Yes, I have.
Is it a dog?
No, it's a fish.
That's a silly pet. I like cats.
Well, I love fish.
2. What can't Charlie find?
Mum, we've got drawing and painting at school today.
Okay, so have you got everything? Pencils, brushes?
I've got my pencils and my brushes, but where are my paints?
They're on the table.
Thanks.
3. What does Claire want to wear today?
It's cold today, Claire.
Yeah, I know.
So wear your coat and your hat.
Oh, Mum, I hate wearing my coat and hat.
But it's cold.
I want to wear my scarf, the green one.
Okay. Wear your scarf and your coat and hat.
Oh, Mum!
4. What does Daisy see in the toy shop?
Oh, look at that!
It's beautiful. Do you want to buy it?
Maybe, but I've got 6 now.
But that one's so nice. Look at its big brown feet.
And its nose and its ears. Okay, I want to buy it.
Okay, buy it.
But I haven't got any money, Dad.
Five. What does Peter do every evening?
You're good at playing the piano, Peter.
Thank you.
Do you practice every evening?
No, I don't. I only practice at the weekend.
So, what do you do in the evening?
I play football. I love the game.
Now, listen to part four again. One. What animal has Paul got?
Have you got a pet?
Yes, I have.
Is it a dog?
No, it's a fish.
That's a silly pet. I like cats.
Well, I love fish.
Two. What can't Charlie find?
Mum, we've got drawing and painting at school today.
Okay, so have you got everything? Pencils, brushes?
I've got my pencils and my brushes, but where are my paints?
They're on the table.
Thanks.
Three. What does Claire want to wear today?
It's cold today, Claire.
Yeah, I know.
So wear your coat and your hat.
Oh, Mum, I hate wearing my coat and hat.
But it's cold.
I want to wear my scarf, the green one.
Okay, wear your scarf and your coat and hat.
Oh, Mum!
Four. What does Daisy see in the toy shop?
Oh, look at that!
It's beautiful. Do you want to buy it?
Maybe, but I've got six now.
But that one's so nice. Look at its big brown feet.
And its nose and its ears. Okay, I want to buy it.
Okay, buy it.
But I haven't got any money, Dad.
Five. What does Peter do every evening?
You're good at playing the piano, Peter.
Thank you.
Do you practice every evening?
No, I don't. I only practice at the weekend.
So, what do you do in the evening?
I play football. I love the game.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example. Can you colour the snow picture now?
The children are having fun.
Yes. Now. The girl's got blonde hair.
Okay.
So, make it yellow. Can you see the girl's yellow hair? This is an example. Now, you listen and colour and write. One. Now. I'd like you to colour the boy's hat.
The boy's hair?
No, his hat. Colour it with your blue pencil, please.
Okay. It's a very small hat.
Yes, it is. Two.
Can I colour the birds now?
All right. Colour the birds that are on the tree.
Can I colour them green?
Yes. Some birds are green.
Great.
Three.
The children are wearing boots.
Yes, they are, because they're playing in the snow.
Can I make the boys' boots red?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Four.
The park has a name.
Yes, it does. But you can't read the name well.
What is the name?
It's Round Park.
Can I write it?
Yes. R-O-U-N-D. Five. And now, colour the girls' trousers.
All right. Can I colour them yellow?
I don't know. She has yellow hair, but I think her trousers are brown.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Well done. Now, listen to part five again. One. Now, I'd like you to colour the boy's hat.
The boy's hair?
No, his hat. Colour it with your blue pencil, please.
Okay. It's a very small hat.
Yes, it is. Two.
Can I colour the birds now?
All right. Colour the birds that are on the tree.
Can I colour them green?
Yes. Some birds are green.
Great.
Three.
The children are wearing boots.
Yes, they are, because they're playing in the snow.
Can I make the boys' boots red?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Four.
The park has a name.
Yes, it does. But you can't read the name well.
What is the name?
It's Round Park.
Can I write it?
Yes. R-O-U-N-D. Five. And now, colour the girls' trousers.
All right. Can I colour them yellow?
I don't know. She has yellow hair, but I think her trousers are brown.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Well done. That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.